in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
We have darkness when it comes to Eskom. And the Reserve Bank, with this sequence of interest rate hikes, are also leading the economy into darkness.
Currently sitting at 11.75%. And you say this is likely to plunge South Africa into things like recession. That's going to have a major impact on where South Africa is from an employment perspective, from a salary perspective, and ultimately from a, you know, consumer confidence perspective, isn't it?
I agree with that. And I mean, it's even like we haven't seen the end of it yet. You will see how the South African sort of repo rate is just tracking the U.S. repo rate. So when it comes to our demand for Governor Kandiahu to resign, that he should not be the governor any longer, the United States is in a completely different macroeconomic situation than South Africa. There you have kind of employment rising, and you have inflationary pressure from the domestic economy. And the central bank then, in kind of like a classical measure, they try to sort of curb that, sort of fearing that increasing demand, local demand in the economy, will kind of make inflation to rise. But here we have a completely different situation. But still we have exactly the same measure. So I don't know if we have to replace Governor Kandiahu with anyone when he resigns.
But yeah. I think so your concern ultimately is that the South African Reserve Bank under Kandiahu is inducing recession in South Africa.
I would argue that, absolutely. And I agree with Adek. I saw Duma Kobule call it a mad decision, and I agree with that. You can't do like this in a situation like ours. And there are arguments that inflation is also bad for the working class. Well, of course it is. But the most important for the working class households is how many are employed, because people are sharing incomes. And if the inflation rate is 5, 6, 7, or 8%, it kind of is much more important for the ordinary households how many people who have jobs. And if it's certain that this will provoke more unemployment, and I think that nobody would disagree with this, then of course it's the wrong decision if you care about the majority of the people. So I think it's a very cruel decision.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.